So it's actually, this one was for my sister-in-law. But it looks like it's having its last leg. It's on its last legs.
Oh, let's start. Thank you, Liv. Okay, we're on Chof Hey. Are we? Chof Hey Ahmed Aleph. Yeah. For close holes. Close holes. It's the simon. Okay, so we're in this in the middle of this brisa. We said earlier that basically a fawn that was born in a orchard. Yeah, we say that it's it doesn't need zimun, and then we brought a kasha that it does need zimun, and then we brought a kasha just now that it doesn't need zimun. So basically, what we have two brisas. One brisa saying it needs zimun. That's the first brisa, and the second brisa saying it doesn't need zimun. So the fawn born in the orchard doesn't need zimun or not. So it's a machlokes in the brisa. We're just finishing off this brisa. I'm going to start from just go back a little bit on the last two lines of the thin lines. Vahamu kushorim and birds that were tied up. Vahamu na'anoim and also the ones that were shaken around in a preparatory sense. But boy rois uber bottom. So all, basically all of these things that are not an issue, as this sort of mukhuba, are going to be okay. So if it's grounded, yeah. However, right, even though this bird was tied up, yeah, and it was totally mzuman, yeah, it's asurin, it's going to be prohibited to take it, right, even if you would use a stick on from the ground, because shema yalami yitloish. Because we're concerned that a person would, you know, basically if the stick didn't work, maybe you would say, I am going to climb up there. And when you're going to climb up there, you're going to maybe do Talisha. So you can't do that. Now, a new point, a related point, Vahamukusharim. This is talking about somebody who found a bird. Yeah, he's walking around in the forest and he sees some tied up birds. Vahamu not annoying. And also what... shaken, I suppose they were recovering from being shaken around, you can tell. This is a traumatic experience. yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's Tweety or Tweety Pie over there. Yeah. Ubechol makom, in any place you find them are going to be osurim, they're going to be prohibited, right? Mishum Gezel, because somebody else already beat you to it. He got there first. He acquired it. So Hefka, these were Hefka beforehand, is you can be coin it with Hekbar. And therefore, these are private property. It's not yours to take. End of brisa. Okay. What's that? No, that's what I mean. The person who tied them acquired them. They were before he tied them, they were hefka, but right. So the point is that we're focusing on. Again, we have a contradiction between the first brisa and the second brisa with the fawn that was born in the orchard. Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman. Says Rav Nachman, low kasha, it's not a kasha. I'll tell you what the difference is. Ha ba, the first brisa is talking about the mother, right? The doe, yeah? The fawn. Ha ba, with it, I mean the fawn, yeah? And ha ba ima, and that's with the ima. The first brisa is talking about the ima, and the second brisa is talking about the fawn. Okay, so says the Gemara, wait a second. Ima, the mother, bezimun sagi. It will be sufficient to prepare it, maybe to shake it around a bit. Yeah. Say the Ma'al Yusabaya. You have to catch it. You have to sort of train it, whatever. It's running around. If it's not in an enclosed area, right? I mean, I suppose this orchard was enclosed for a fawn, but the deer can for sure get out of there. So that can't be an answer. Yeah. So, revised answer. Because it's, right? Say the Ma'al Yusabaya. It needs that. So Ella. I'm a Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok comes and answers, yeah. So it says Edi, both of them are bedida, are talking with a fawn. They're talking about a young newborn baby deer, yeah. Ha begina hasamukalaia. This is talking about a local park next to the city, right? So in a garden next to the city. So therefore, people got the eyes on it, and it's got das, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem of muksa. But this one, ha begina, this is with a gina, it's maybe like on a safari. She'ena smucha is not close to the city, so therefore you didn't realize that it was going to be born and it was born. So therefore, since there's a lack of das on it, therefore it would be mokta. Okay, so we've resolved our contradiction in Bryce's. The question is, I don't know how that fit. I was just thinking today, what how does that fit with the original statement then? It was the original statement when it was said, was talking about a fawn that was Samoch Le'iyam. So maybe kind of we say, in the end, we have saved that person, me, the either Rav Chista or Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So Masnisin, we've got a Mishnah. Bema Musukenis. You've got an animal that is Musukenis, meaning it's a kosher animal. So his cow is about to die. It's on its last legs, yeah? And he's getting towards the end of Yom Tov, and he's already eaten his last meal, and he's not really... Yeah, yeah. No, it doesn't mean a dangerous animal. No, it says it is in Sakana. So it's not a trefer, so it's kosher. But it looks like it's going to die. And if you would shecht it, it would be halachically, it would be permissible to eat it. So the thing is, so you want to shecht it. But the problem is, it's the end of Yom Tov and you've already eaten. So, lo yishcho, you can't shecht it. Ella im kein, unless there's enough time, yeshuhus, shus is time, right? Yom le'echol mimen a kazayis, and to eat from it a kazayis tzli. You would have to shecht it, and you would have to actually eat a bit of it. If you would eat a kazayis of roasted beef, then that would be fine. Now, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, he says, a filu kazayis, even if you would shecht it and you could eat a kazayis chai, raw beef, mi beis tevichasa, from the house of its shechting house, meaning its throat. So why is the throat, basically, it's accessible over there? You've already sliced its throat, and then it's easy to get to that, some meat quickly. So this is a quick, you know, a quick job over there. Okay. Now, shochta, but there's a new din related. Shochta basada. What happened to be shechted an animal, yeah, in the field? Lo yuvenir b'moit. You can't bring it on some kind of pole, ubamuta, I suppose, with two people carrying it, basically, because it looks like av shemilsa of Yom Tov. It's a zilzal to Yom Tov. You're getting looking like you're doing some kind of, you know, major asek on Yom Tov. So you shouldn't do that. It's a din and just doesn't look Yom Tov dick. Well, maybe biado. He can bring it in his hand, by hand, meaning right, not through the pole carrying method. Ivorim, Ivorim, limb by limb, that will be permissible. End of Mishnah. Gemara. So now this is going to be giving a statement that we're going to bring the Mishnah on it to try and resolve the, you know, the understanding of the statement. So, Amma Rami Bar Abba, says Rami Bar Abba, Hefshet, flaying an animal, Vinituach, and chopping it up into pieces is ba'oila, which you have with a korban oila, right? That's what we learned that from Chagiga. This is for some of the pratim ne'emru, right? With regards to the oila, yeah. The huadin, and that would also apply. This is the chiddush of Rami Bar Abba. Look at Tovim. You should also, a butcher should also do this, right? What does that mean? You should basically. Obviously, they're going to do that at some point. They're going to flay it and they're going to chop it up. But mikan limda Torah, the Torah is teaching you derech eretz, the way you should do things. Shelo yoichal adam, a person shouldn't eat basar meat koydim hefshet before you've flayed it v'nituach and chopped it up. Okay, end of statement. So says the Gemara, my kamash milan. What is this statement teaching us? Basically, Rashi points out, is it a halachic statement? Or is it, like it mentioned, is it a derech eretz statement? It's a, you know, this is the way you should do things. We learn this from the Torah, the hanhaga of the Torah. So that's the question. Is it an issa to eat before you skin it and chop it up? Or is it, which would be basically to check out if it's a trefer? What basically, you can't really tell what's going on until you chop it up to see if it's a trefer or not. So maybe you've got to check out that it's a trefer first. Or is it just saying that, you know, it's not good, like Nebuchadnezzar, you know, we ate whole rabbits live. So, I mean, halachically, we could eat maybe straight away from a whole cow when it's dead. But maybe it's not so nice to do such a thing. So, Ilema, right, so if you want to tell me, Lafuke, to exclude Midr Rav Huna. So, basically, this statement is going to argue with Rav Huna, because Rav Huna is the following. Da'ama Rav Huna, Behema b'chayeha, a behema, whilst it's alive, is becheskis isra oimedis. It's prohibited, and halachically, it is has a halachic status of prohibited because of eva min achai. Ad sheyudeya or sheivoda until it becomes known, l'cha b'mar nishchata, what it was shechted with. However, we're going to read the Rashi on this, actually, because it's just going to be easy to read the Rashi, but I'm just going to finish the statement. Nishchotev u'shechted is b'cheskes hetzer emedes. It's in a cheskes hetzer ad sh'yivadol l'cha, and it's known to you b'men itrefa how it became a trefa. So let's look at this Rashi, because it's just going to be easy to read in the Rashi over here. Yeah, it's about six lines up on the end of the line. It says, l'afuki min rav huna. So amba b'heim b'chayav b'cheskes isra. Right, omedes. Okay, so no. Eva minachai omedes. So what is the issa? Eva minachai. It's also to eat an animal because of Eva minachai. So there's an issa deraisa on this. Yeah? But nafkamina, what's the nafkamina between this? From this? She'im ira, if it happened, a sofik b'shchitos so. If there was a sofik, if it was shechti correctly or not. Yeah? Ne'amidena, you're going to establish it Al cheskoso on its previous pre-existing chazaka that it's prohibited from the Torah for asura until ad shivodolecha until it becomes known to you bibiro clearly shenishchta karoi it was shechted karoi you get someone to check it out did he do good shchita if you find out he did good shchita then it would remove the issa of Eva Minachai. So the Shechita takes away the Issa of Eva Minachai. But before you know, if you verify that you've done a good Shechita, it's going to still have that Cheskes Issa of Eva Minachai. Now, but once it was Shechted, yeah, Kuroi, like fitting, Harehu B'Cheskas Heta, then it's going to become now, it's going to have a Chazoka of Kashrus. Right, what we're going to say, the stam behemos in and trefos, because generally behemos, at least at that, were not trefos. Yeah, they're normally considered, they don't have some kind of one of the yudches trefos. The imnin sub on neck of berea, and if you happen to find, after chopping it up, you found that there's a hole in the lung or of the like, or b'mneimayim, or in the intestines, the yesh l'tloisoi ba'ach l'achashchita, and there's it basically, it looks like it's not like an old wound. It looks like a fresh hole, right? So therefore, it could have been potentially been after Shechita. Maybe someone else was poking around with a knife over there. So, and you can say it's kosher, right? But if it's Koidim Shechita, it would be also. What were we going to do? Right? Hemei deno, al cheskes shehaisa, but Koidim shenimtza basofik. Basically, you've put it on the chazaka that was before that. Zeh umulteres. Okay, ad shivado lecha b'emes shitreif. Basically, you're going to assume it's kosher. Okay, now, so if this original statement was coming to the fuke from that, so basically, if we, once you shechted the animal, yeah, according to Rav Huna, yeah, and it was a good shechita, it was done by an expert shochet, so therefore, you would be able to eat the animal straight away, because we assume that there's going to be no trefus, you know, there's going to be no nasty surprises over there. So a person will be able to eat directly from the animal without flaying it and without cutting it up. So if you want to suggest that, okay, so now, v'anantanan, three lines up from the bottom, v'anantanan, mas nisin. So now we're bringing our Mishnah in, this is why we brought the sugar over here. We taught in our Mishnah, k'ravuna. Our Mishnah says like Rav Huna. Why? Tatanah. We've got our Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva, he says, afilu, in our case with the behemah mesukenes, the animal that was in danger of dying, Rabbi Akiva says, afilu kazayas chai mibes tvichosa, even if it's a kazayas, fresh kazayas from over there by the place where you shecht. My lab, isn't that to say mibes tvichosa mamash? That's coming out where you shecht it mamash. Right, and that means basically, so obviously, you're not cutting it up before you skin it and cut it up. So therefore, you see, our mission is like Rav Huna. But then the question is, no, lo, v'doicha, mimachem shetuvachas achilasad. No, you didn't read it. That what it means is the place where shetuvachas, right? Shin is a prefix, right? Tuvachas means where it chops up achilasad, its food, meaning, yeah, its intestines, basically, in its stomach. Right, if you want to eat a little bit of its stomach over there, that's where it digests the food. So that's what it was talking about. So therefore, you can't bring a proof from our Mishnah like Rav Huna. Therefore, it could be the statement of Rabbi Bar Abba is coming to Lafuki from Rav Huna. But you can't say that. Why? Tani Rabbi Chia, we got a brice of Rabbi Chia. It says, Mokum Tavichosor Mamash. Now, Rabbi Chia has a brice that says clearly that it's specifically Rabbi Kiva when he says you can eat a raw kazayas of meat means from the place where you shecht, where you shecht it. Okay, so now, so back to our back to square one, right? Ella, so what is Rami Bar Abba telling us here? Ella, Rami Bar Abba. Yeah, Oruch and Mashmalon. It's coming to teach us Derech Eretz. And we're going to bring a brisa that shows that the Tanoim are concerned about Derech Eretz. Like the fault, right, Kedatani, we've got a brisa. It says, Lo Yochol Adam, Shum Botol. A person shouldn't eat garlic and onions, Miro Shoy, from its head, means the bulb. Right, if you've got a full garlic, like, you know, like you get in the Pesach garlics, you know, with a whole leaves still sticking out of them over there. So there's two ways to eat it. You can approach it, well, right, you can eat it from leaves down to the bulb, or you can eat the bulb first with the dirty roots. Yeah. So Ella, you should don't eat it from the bulb. Ella mi'olov, you should approach it from the leafy side. Vim ochol, and if you see the person just grab the leaves and start sticking the bulb in his mouth, of the garlic or the onion is a ra'avson. This person's like a greedy person. It doesn't look nice. Kiyotzi boy, and a similar thing. Lo yishta odom koisoi. A person shouldn't drink his cup, let's say, cup of wine, bavas achas, in one shot. Right? We're talking about a chazanishir over here, and he's like swigging it out really quickly. Okay, but im shosa, and if he drinks like a large amount of water of liquid in one shot, this person is a gargaron. He's a glutton. End of brisa. So we see over here, we've ascertained the statement of Rami Bar Abba was talking about that we learned from the Torah, Derech Eretz, that before a person eats an animal, yeah, that first he should skin it and then chop it up. Okay, we'll stop here.